Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, really quick, what I want to do before we get going on the show today is, if you go over to the schedule, we've been getting picked up like crazy, people catching wind that we're going back into Michigan and in Ohio. So we just got another phone call from Wisconsin this morning. We got another date picked up in Michigan, and then another date picked up in Michigan. So we are going to be at the Grace Bible Church, 1600 Vine Street, St. Clair, Michigan, from 6 to 9. That will be July 20th. We will be at the KS Smokehouse Grill. I like doing restaurants, friends. They're a lot of fun. Everybody's filling their face, and I get to preach, right? So they're getting a double fold of food, natural and spiritual, 1 Corinthians 2:14. KS Smokehouse Grill, 1403 South Commerce Road. That will be Wolverine Lake, Michigan, July 21st at 6:30. We're going to be at Bill's Lake Baptist Church, 8549 Swan Avenue, New Wago, Michigan. That will be Friday, July 22nd at 6 p.m. We're going to be at the USTPM convention. It's a constitutional convention. I'll be the main speaker there for that. That will be held at the Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2680 East M-21 Corunna, Michigan. That will be July 23rd at 1 p.m. And then we will be in Ohio at Warsaw, Ohio, New Beginnings Ministry, 331 Church Street. It's a small town. It is a great little place to visit. Let me tell you, friends, if you're in Ohio, take the time and come see us. That will be on Sunday, July 24th at 10:30. And then we come all the way back home, and then 5 days later, we fly out to Tennessee. We will be doing the OSA National Events. Foundation of Freedom is putting that event on, and I'm looking forward to that. There's supposed to be literally hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of families that show up at these events. So I'm really looking forward to that one. If you want to check it out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the schedule. You'll find it there. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. As a matter of fact, one of the guys that's really popular out there right now, his name is Jordan Peterson, and I'm not going after him, but I'm just blown away at the just the stupidity of those that call themselves Christians. He's an intellect. He's like that of the Epicureans. They're thinkers. They're philosophers. And I'm again not talking down on them, friends, but I am blown away that people don't know the word enough to hold these guys that call themselves Christians to be held accountable to what Christ is and who he is and who he is now in this life. The Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world. Well, Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, he wants to go ahead and give a message to the Christian churches. And it's absolutely amazing, friends, the words that come out of this guy's mouth. By the way, he's been fully vaccinated. That's how smart he is. And it's interesting to note, friends, if it's not the F word coming out of every side of his mouth or both sides of his mouth, there's something else in between. And it blows me away, again, that professed Christians don't know the Word of God. And why I'm saying that is because of this. Out of the abundance of your heart, what speaketh? Your mouth. And the Bible tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it, right? If it's not the Holy Ghost giving forth words out of your mouth, then who is it speaking, friends? Because, again, this guy's dropping the F-bomb like every other word. And it's just like, and he's giving a message about morality to people in the church in America. Do people not understand that Colossians 3:8 should come to our aid? The quickening of the Holy Ghost, right? But now you also have put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, and filthy communication out of your mouth. That's Colossians 3:8. That's not good enough for you. Two out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. Ephesians 4:29 now comes to my aid. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But what? But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Some will say, well, Bradley, that's straining at the gnat. No, it's not. Christ Jesus is the standard, and you didn't hear him talk that way, and that's who we're supposed to follow. As a matter of fact, that's who we're supposed to be conformed into the image of, okay? Let's go over to James 1:26, and what does it say about those that would even say, well, Bradley, you're kind of straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel. Go to James 1:26. What does it say? If any man among you seem to be religious, a Christian, and bridleth not your tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, the Bible is clear. This man's religion is vain. In vain, Webster's 1828 means worthless, empty. There's nothing there. My goodness, friends, we need to know what the Word says. You know, how are you going to tell who is a real Christian if you don't know the Word of God? Because so many people have taken the standard of man and his fallen condition and a false grace, as we've been spending much time on over the last couple days, as the version of Christianity. No, that is not Christianity. That's a lack of Christianity, friends. And you know what's interesting is you look at law enforcement agencies, and what they're taught to do is study real bills, okay, to detect the counterfeits. And so should we all the more, especially those that profess to be Christians in the United States of America. And this is why the American church has become a reproach in so many different ways, is because it doesn't even know its own doctrine. And it's a sad place to be when people, and how many people walk around all day long, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. And that's all you see come out of them. If it's not from their heart concerning their mouth, then it's from their heart concerning their actions. And it's, again, a lack of Christianity. And remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. So anyways, friends, what we're going to be doing is covering a plethora of topics today. I want to get caught up as to what's going on in the United States of America concerning the real issues that need to be dealt with in the United States. It's amazing to me. I was just listening to a guy in ministry that I have respect for, and he was naming some prophets of the day. And no doubt they have the prophetic gift, but they're workers of iniquity. And why do I say that? Because they're not preaching out against sin. They're doing everything. They're circumventing what God commanded them to do. And in the process of doing that, we understand why we have mushroom converts in the United States of America today. Let's get back to doing it the way of the Master on so many different fronts. I want to show you a picture right after this. It's pretty crazy concerning a picture from the 1970s. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go ahead to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page. Subscribe to that page, by the way. Go to the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe to that live feed. We have to rebuild all of our sites that have been taken down, namely our social media platforms, over the last 6 to 9 months to a year. Because we have been censored by the mainstream media. Now, with that said, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, if you're not on social media platforms right now, I'm going to go ahead and paint the picture for you. It is a picture from the 1970s. And if you look carefully at this picture of a bunch of families, men, women, children, out at the beach in the 1970s, friends, you can go ahead and zoom in all that you want to, but there is not a person that is significantly overweight. Not a one. Not one person is overweight in this picture. Now, I don't think anybody really planned on taking the picture back in the 1970s and saying, you know what, there's no fat folks here. No, I remember being a kid. There wasn't a lot of people that were overweight during that time. And by the way, that falls into the category of lasciviousness, carnal lusts, friends. And I'm talking about indulgence in the way that people eat today. But again, I thought it was very significant to show you that and to take the time to basically spell it out for you in the 156 cities that are listening and into the 53 countries that are listening right now, that there was no overweight people in this picture in any sense of the word. Now, what's also interesting to note, and I brought this up in the past, but I did it in passing, is 93% of the foods that we have today weren't around in 1973. I want you to think about that. 93% of the foods that we have today weren't around in the 1970s. Now look at a picture of the people in the United States of America. It's like, oh my goodness. I mean, it's embarrassing in many cases, but people need to understand it's what you are eating. I wanted to add to that 93% ratio, that 93% of the foods that we have today weren't around back in the 1970s. 93% of all of the diseases in which are on the horizon in which Americans deal with today weren't around neither. So just think about that one, friends. Just think about that one. There's much to think about concerning that very topic. What is happening here? You know, folks, you have this changing points and topics here. You have Brittany Griner. Yeah, she's a woman. She has tattoos up and down. She's a basketball player. And someone just posted this meme, and I'm going to show it to you in just a moment. But the person that posted it said this. So let me get this straight. You refuse to be on the basketball court during the national anthem. Okay, so these people love America so much, they despise their forefathers and their heritage. She goes on. You refuse to be on the basketball court during the national anthem. Then you go even further and say that it shouldn't be played before any games during the season. This is the woman that is now in Russia that's begging Americans to come save her. See, what she did there, she could have easily got away with here. But she didn't get away with it there now, did she? No. Now, what is this big baby Brittany Griner doing? She's crying out to Americans to come and help her. Get out of Russia. Well, wait a second. You took on the ideology of being a communist. Now that you're in a communist nation, what is the attitude? I bet you that she would do anything in the world to come back to America. And after that little experience that she now has had, she's going to come back to America a new person. And I bet you she's going to be full-fledged American. What do you think? What she did, to get into greater specificity with Brittany Griner, she stupidly tried to carry illegal drugs into that country. She gets caught. She gets locked up. Then she wants the country that she apparently doesn't respect to come to her rescue. This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is the new generation, friends. Can you imagine what people like her, what they're going to do when they sit incumbent in government and in the pulpits of America? Because we've seen a lot of it already. But this is that new generation that we tried to warn you of concerning taking responsibility and training them up in the ways that they should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Well, that's what this woman has done. But it's not a biblical manner in any sense of the word as when it comes to her training, right? Wisdom is justified by her children, Luke 7:35. And oh my goodness, are you ready for this? This is what this twisted mind said during an interview with Fox News. This woman said, "I miss my wife." Never in the history of mankind. The woman says, "I miss my wife." She says, "I miss my family." She says, "I miss my teammates." She says, "Now, it kills me to know that they are suffering so much right now. I am grateful for whatever you can do at this moment to get me home." Home to what? Hey, Americans, if you don't like it, then leave it. But you better pay attention to what you're going to, because once you get there, you're going to be crying out like this big baby is, trying to do what you can't do here over in another country, which, by the way, is illegal here, but corrupt politicians said she can go ahead and do it anyways. Well, she tried that in another country. How did that fare for her? Well, she hates America. She disrespects our national anthem. She disrespects the blood that has been shed for our freedoms. And now she's over at the country that best fits her ideologies, and she can't stand it. Pay attention, young people. Pay attention. Because you just might get what you're hoping for. The power of life and death is in the tongue. And I'll tell you what, this is a prime example of a woman getting caught in that very thing. And now the world gets to see, especially the American people, they get to now see the hypocrisy concerning these people that just hate America so much that when they're not here, that's all they desire to do is to come back to America. Folks, again, be careful with what you wish for, because, folks, I'm telling you what, it isn't good in many cases. Have you seen this? Changing topics. U.S. seeks to learn from allies' experience about transgender troops. Folks, these are all men dressed up as women. It's the Navy. It's the Air Force. It's the Army. I can't see the one behind him right here. These are all men dressed up as women in the military that want you to pretend with them. And they are military leaders. They're military leaders. Okay? And you do understand why they're putting these sorts of criminals into positions of our military. It's to weaken our military. It's to basically embarrass the American people. It's shaming the American people. And it's the American people are shaming themselves by tolerating this sort of things. But this is something you just cannot make up. Have you ever thought in a million years that you were going to see this in America? But this is your military, America. This is what your said politicians are appointing to military positions. And I want to tell you why. Because they are extorted and they will do what they're told. And if you know anything about Adolf Hitler and the SS, you'll understand exactly why you have men dressed as women. Because the SS will do what no normal person would do. Neither would the brown shirts, and that's exactly why. These people will, mark my words, they will fire upon their own, because they're already doing it. They're avowed enemies of God, friends. They're taking on something the Lord calls an abomination. Read Proverbs 22, verse 6. Even their lifestyles, we all know what it's about. They're pedophiles. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, all the way from the top to the bottom. And it's they're being exhibited for who they are and exposed for who they are, Luke 12:2, because it's what they've taken on. And who's their war against? Is it against a foreign nation, or is it against their own people that stand against their abominable lifestyles? You do the math. Romans 1:27. Read it when you get a moment. I wanted to show you this, too, just to go line upon line, precept upon precept. But a Florida dad criticizes school board that cut his mic for reading the pornography books found in his district. Now, for those that know who I am, I've done about 365 public high schools in 25 different states. If I was to go into a public school and read from one of the health books, as they call them, as they're being indoctrinated and they're being groomed and they're being made a prey, if I was to reiterate or parrot the things that are in those books, I'd be immediately arrested and I'd be thrown in jail for a long, long time as a pedophile. But yet, for some reason or another, the NEA and the federal government and state governments can illegally indoctrinate your kids. Because, friends, we all know what this is about. They're grooming your children, just like I said, 17 years ago. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three people were killed and two others were wounded when a gunman opened fire inside the food court at the Greenwood Park Mall south of Indianapolis Sunday evening. The gunman was shot and killed by an armed citizen also in the food court. An investigative report is revealing nearly 400 law enforcement and federal officials rushed to a mass shooting at a Uvalde elementary school, but systemic failures created a chaotic scene that lasted more than an hour before the gunman, who took 21 lives, was finally confronted. Jury selection is scheduled to begin Monday in the trial of Steve Bannon, a one-time advisor to former President Trump, who faces criminal contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the made-for-TV January 6 House Committee. We are USA Radio News. Bank of America said Monday that its second quarter profits declined 32%. The second largest U.S. bank earned $6.2 billion, down from $9.2 billion a year earlier. Swimming in an Iowa lake may be hazardous to your health.
A Missouri resident who became infected with a rare brain-eating amoeba has died. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services stated that the resident may have been exposed to the amoeba, commonly found in warm, fresh water like lakes and rivers, while swimming at the Lake of Three Fires in Taylor County, Iowa. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services is conducting testing in conjunction with the Center for Disease and Control Prevention to confirm the presence of the amoeba in the lake. They have temporarily closed it. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. As I was just highlighting during the last segment, friends, if I was to go into a public school and say the things that TV is now promoting, that politicians are now promoting, that the courts are now promoting, I would be thrown in jail for a long time. I would be labeled a pedophile. And I'm highlighting a dad right now. A Florida dad criticized a school board that cut his mic for reading pornography books found in his district. This is criminal. And we all know it's criminal. It was reported that a Florida dad is speaking out after a local school board cut his microphone off for reading a pornographic book that he found in the school's library. Bruce Friedman, a local dad and chapter president of No Left Turn in Education, told Fox News Digital that he was attempting to expose the materials the school offered when he spoke to the school board. He said, "These books are so vile that reading any excerpt that I captured will end this interview." Friedman told reporters following his attempt to read the materials at a June 30th board meeting for Clay County School District. You know what, friends? I'm just going to go ahead and let him say what he said, because there's nobody better to say it well than himself.
He right? held accountable for putting pornography in front of this county's children. I went to the June 30th Board of Ed meeting at the Fleming Island School, the high school, that covers all of Clay County. The representation for the Board of Ed, as soon as I announced that I was going to read from some books that parents, myself and others, found in the public school libraries that are clearly pornographic, he had the mic cut off, which is an admission that such things exist. And served my purpose just as well as if I had to read those horrible words.
Well, and it shows you they're trying to cover it up.
He wasn't polite. He wasn't kind. He did his job. He protected the Board of Ed from liability. That's great. If he worked half as hard to protect our children, I could have stayed home. There's been a lot of denial. The teachers are saying there's no such thing as porn in our libraries, and at the same time, they're creating a policy to quietly make it go away. Well, either it's there or it's not. By the lawyer stifling me, that's an admission that it is there. But I do not believe that a parent's voice is going to be heard. So when I tell you that I think book X is pornographic and doesn't belong near a child, especially mine, you're going to pull it from the shelves. That's the new policy. They're going to remove it for review. By law, the review has to include a thorough reading of the entire text. Okay, so let's say that there's only 200 or 300 books that are so vile they need action today. Who's going to read them? It'll be members of the American Librarians Association. I don't trust them. It'll be media specialists. I don't trust them. It'll be Board of Ed meeting. The persons you saw that wanted my mic cut off, I don't trust them. So how do you regain a partnership as the Board of Ed when you've lost the parents' trust, especially?
Well, I can tell you exactly how. That's the end of his interview. You enforce the law against their crimes. And then you replace the unrighteous with righteous men and righteous women. That's what you do. I don't know where people don't understand that, but that's the that is the missing piece in establishing righteousness and peace within the gate. You already know it's against the law. You know that they're grooming the children. You know that that's why they're protecting it. They're protecting themselves concerning the... See, this is why I continuously highlight the fact that they always play the victim, okay? They're protecting themselves from the law that they have transgressed, and they don't want anybody seeing what they're attempting to do with their children. Until the parents in this country take these people to lawful task, and it shouldn't be hard to get a conviction concerning their crimes and their intents against children, nothing's going to change, friends. Absolutely nothing's going to change. What you're going to do, you see, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not justice or judgment. And I'm going to go there right now because I want you to listen carefully as to what the problem is in this country. It's just coming to my aid right now. We're doing live radio, so we're going to go for it. Evil men understand not judgment. What does it say right before that? That's verse 5, Proverbs 28. What does verse 4 say? They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with the wicked. And then it tells us, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. This is why people are confused, is because they're not walking in the fear of the Lord. They're not seeking the Lord for the answers concerning his statutes and the laws that have been violated and as how to they are to see things through to establish, again, judgment within the gate. This is what you're going to get. It's going to be a dog chasing its tail to prove the point that this was a crime and is a crime throughout the United States of America. It's interesting, in Ohio, we actually had a mayor that did his job when he found out what was going on in public schools concerning the pornographic materials that were being thrown on the children to molest their minds first before they preyed upon their physical bodies, because, again, that's what this is about. What did he do? Well, the mayor went in there and he said, I just got done talking to a local judge. He confronted all of the school board and he said, if you don't resign right now, you're all going to be charged. You're all going to jail. Okay? They should be charged anyways for intent. My goodness, folks, this is judgment turned backwards. Tim Brown... Matt Agrist on sonsoflibertymedia.com. He's a former military guy that contributes to our website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. But there were some pedo hunters, again, line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning a man in San Diego. Oh, this is crazy. Earlier this year, we reported on a top-level official with the San Diego Sheriff's Department who has been there for 25 years, Sergeant Luis Rio. Rio was busted by the vigilant group People versus Preds as he tried to meet a 13-year-old boy for sex. Now this vigilante group has nabbed another high-level official. This time it was with the United States Postal Service. I'm not making this up. So, folks, what's crazy about this is, again, our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. We're not being destroyed from without. We're destroying ourselves because we have failed to repent before a just and a holy God, and because we're going to go on in our hardness of heart. The Lord is going to bring seven times the judgments because you refuse to take heed to his chastisements. So therefore, he's going to bring judgment upon judgment upon judgment upon judgment. Now we have full-grown men occupying their minds with your children again. And by the way, these guys that are out there just calling these guys out, getting them on film, I high-five every single one of you. Because I've said it before, vigilante justice is on the rise. Why? Because they see that the courts are not delivering justice. And where the law fails to serve us, we, the people, must serve as the law. And it's exactly what's happening. And again, I praise God for these individuals that are doing this. Now listen carefully. This is on Rumble, and this is the people versus the Preds. And what they did is they confronted one of these pedophiles, namely the one that we're highlighting even now that works as the U.S. Postal Office as a high official within that department's our mailing service, right? And I want you to hear from him personally, because these guys pushed these guys until they basically confess their crimes. Check this out.
Somebody who likes young people.
Someone that likes young. Exactly.
He likes young people.
And what am I sitting here for?
Because I was talking to someone who's young.
Right. So what are you?
I'm a pedophile.
So he just got done telling you what he was. And again, it doesn't get any more obvious as to what the resolve is here. But full-grown men are so emboldened today, and so are the networks, and so are the politicians, and so are the folks. Just a matter of fact, yesterday I go through, okay, what are we going through? Lord, is there anything you want me to cover today? And I'll go through what's happening. And I avoid the obvious. I avoid what I already know that the mainstream media is trying to push. And I get past what people already see through. So I just kind of go for the heart of it. And interestingly enough, one of the things that came up on my social media platform was Shirley Temple. I'm not even kidding. Here, let me just see. Shirley Temple, you know, the little kid actress? She was famous in the what, the 40s? Yeah, she was famous in the 30s and in the 40s. As a matter of fact, she just died in 2014. But she was on Larry King's show, Larry King Live. And she had said that she was called up to do a movie. I'm talking about Shirley Temple, the little cutie, you know, curly-haired actress from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. She was called up to do a picture by one of the main producers and in Hollywood. And while she was called in, she was 12 years old. They split the parents from Shirley Temple. Shirley Temple went and talked to the producer that wanted her to do the film for her, and her mother was called away by another producer or an editor to get the mother away from Shirley Temple. And Shirley Temple said when she walked in and the door was shut behind me, this man stood there stark naked. Folks, this is in the 50s, the 40s. In the 30s. We know Hollywood has been producing these criminals for a long time. We know that they have been laying for children for a long time. We know that many child actors that are now grown-ups have come out and highlighted many of these pedophiles by name. And many of these pedophiles that have been named by name for crimes against children, they're still, Hollywood still promotes them as the coolest thing since sliced bread. But folks, don't think for one moment, because we already know it's happening in government. We already know it's happening at the DOD. Now it's happening at the schools. They're attempting to zero in on your children, period. You must respond.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh my goodness. Here, I'm just going to do this because I'm going to make the next point, friends. We just got a lot to cover.
Why do I care so much what people
think? I want you to see for yourself because, folks, there's no better way to push or make the point than when it comes out of their mouths, okay? So what I want you to see is this before I make my next point because I'm asking the question, what has become of the American people to sit down and tolerate the things that they tolerate? And the next question that comes to my aid is, what is it that the American people won't tolerate if they don't take responsibility, Acts 20, verse 21? Well, go ahead, take a look around. This is an irresponsible country to tolerate the things that they have tolerated. And proving the point once again, I want you to see this before, again, as I said, I make my next point. This is Barbara Walters confronting the Kardashians. Now, I want you to think about this. The Kardashians are famous. The Kardashians last week when they go to New York, for some reason or another, you see all the paparazzi. That's how you hear all the little clicks from all the cameras. She's walking around like she's all that in a bag of chips. But I just have one question. And Barbara Walters is about ready to ask it. Check this out.
I'm described as famous for being famous. You don't really act. You don't sing. You don't dance. You don't have any, any talent.
But we're still entertaining people. I think it's more of a challenge for you to go on a reality show and get people to fall in love with you for being you. So there is definitely a lot more pressure, I think, to be famous for being ourselves than to play a character.
But I don't think we disagree.
Like, none of us think we have talents. Like, none of us think we could sing or act.
Well, they can't. And that's the point. I mean, doesn't anybody think that that is kind of odd? All the time that the mainstream media puts into people that have done absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing, friends. And yet they're famous for being famous? What have they ever done to achieve their fame? Nothing. Sounds like Donald Trump. The guy was groomed for 30 years. Never did anything to basically receive the accolade by the American people outside of the way that the mainstream media groomed him for 30 years and putting him in the people's White House. Nothing. He did absolutely nothing. It's amazing how the mainstream media covered up how many crimes concerning Donald Trump in order for him to get into the people's White House. But this is my point. The Kardashians. There's no substance. Absolutely nothing. This is my next point. Kim Kardashian is featured in a new campaign by Beyond Meat. Okay? Beyond Meat. And, of course, this is coming down from the guy that's the richest man in the world, $48 billion, that devil incarnate, Bill Gates, is worth. He's labeled as the richest man in the world. He's buying up millions of acres in North Dakota as we speak. Guess who else is buying a lot of land in North Dakota? The Chinese. So don't forget about Russia and China, folks. Remember, they're all calling for a global order, and Americans are just playing the stooges by these ill-designing men as if to suggest that there are enemies when, in fact, they're working hand in glove with them. Now, I'm saying that for this purpose, going back to Bill Gates and Kim Kardashian. She's doing a campaign ad for Beyond Meat. It's not meat. Just like she has done nothing to achieve fame. Well, they're highlighting a food that looks like meat, but it's not meat. Just like she may look like a famous star, but she's not. You know what I'm saying? So who better to pick than to do an ad like this? This, honestly, is embarrassing. And she's not embarrassed. And that's what's embarrassing about it. Check this out.
I believe so much in the mission of Beyond Meat that I've stepped in to help with my greatest asset, my taste. This plant-based meat is not only amazingly delicious, but it's also better for you and better for the planet.
Better for you and better for the planet. Wow. Who's the problem here? The humans. Once again, these are the same people that say they want their freedom to murder more babies. Okay? That's, by the way, where her boss, Bill Gates, in this particular situation, got his and gained his ideologies from. His dad, Bill Gates' dad, was on Planned Parenthood's board. And he said Bill Gates, that's where he got his ideologies from, was the doctrines of Planned Parenthood, blood money, murdering babies. Global depopulation, so on and so forth.
That makes a really big difference.
So fun.
Oh, it's just so good. Guys, you got to go out and get some because Kim's eating it and she just loves it. Hey, brainless ones, just follow Kim. It's got to be better than even meat itself because Kimmy said so.
Consultant, there's never been a better time to go beyond.
Beyond Meat. Gosh, can you make it up? And the people that are put up and selling the products of vanity. There's no substance anymore, friends. You can't trust a thing these people... Have you taken the time to see the people that the mainstream media is putting up? And it's interesting if it's promoting their agenda on Facebook or on one of the mainstream media... one of the big tech media outlets or social media platforms. It's interesting if you try to block it out. It says an error occurred. You can't block out the agenda that they're pushing. But they can block you out. But they can report you, friends. You better understand that you are the ones that are under attack, Americans, period. Period. Unless you are going along, I didn't say it, Henry Kissinger said it. The pedophile, when he goes to Rome, people hide their children. That's not a joke, that's a fact. He's the guy that sits next to the presidents of the United States of America, if you want to call him that. He's the warmonger. But friends, what's interesting to note about old Henry, he said anyone that basically stands against the global agenda, the New World Order, he said they are the terrorists. You better understand what they're now indoctrinating another, the up-and-comings that we warned you of 15 years ago. Now they're getting old enough to become, set for the stage to go ahead and be used to propagandize the now up-and-coming generation behind that one. It's insane. It really, truly is. You guys all know that our borders are wide open. Don't just think it's happening in the southern borders, because it's happening on the northern borders as well. I've shared with you in the past, and I believe it to be 100% true, that Canada and that border and the way that they're being infiltrated by Muslims and foreigners is a staging point for an attack on America, which it will sooner or later be. And all those that oppose, again, the New World Order, they're the ones that are, they're the ones that have the bullseye on their backs. And the reason I'm saying that is because I was going to get to Isaiah 59 for a moment, but you all do understand that those that depart from wickedness, the Bible says clearly that they become a prey. Yeah, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh him himself a prey. Isaiah 59, verse 15. I want to get to this next point concerning what is happening within the illegal issue, in which many people believe that it just has no impact. Oh, folks, it has a huge impact as to what's going on here. Homeless shelters in Washington, D.C. are filling up with asylum seekers from Texas and Arizona. Mayor Bowser, she's a total sellout, by the way, a little Nazi herself. She doesn't understand that she's not a part of that plan, but she thinks she is. Mayor Bowser says, I fear that they're being tricked into a nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States of America. Let's go ahead and listen to what she has to say about the illegals being brought into Washington, D.C.
The Washington Post reported last week that homeless shelters in D.C. were filling up, and groups were getting overwhelmed by these buses that the governors of Texas and Arizona are sending here full of migrants. How significant is this influx? How many people?
Well, this is a very significant issue. We have for sure called on the federal government to work across state lines to prevent people from really being tricked into getting on buses. We think they're largely asylum seekers who are going to final destinations that are not Washington, D.C.
Just think about that. Illegals coming from Arizona and Texas, infiltrating Washington, D.C. Did you hear what she just said? We think they're asylum seekers. Really, Americans? Really?
I worked with the White House to make sure that FEMA provided a grant to a local organization that is providing services to folks. But I fear that they're being tricked into nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States.
Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.